This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
For the second time in a week, the White House has rolled back a key health care deadline. The Obama administration now says states will have until the middle of next month to decide whether they want to build health exchanges themselves or let the feds do it. By way of review, if you've understandably lost track of what's what in Obamacare, those exchanges are online shopping sites where you can go and compare and eventually buy health insurance. They're also, more to the point, a key part of getting insurance for millions more people under the Affordable Care Act. First, though, you got to give those people a little bit of TLC. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Dan Gorenstein reports.
We love to shop for clothes, for cars, for our pets. But health insurance? Uh-uh.
Consumers would rather pay their taxes or go to the gym than go shopping for health insurance.
That's Lynn Quincy with Consumers Union. Quincy says it's a combination of fear and ignorance. We know it's a really big, important decision, but we don't understand what it all means.
You know, this plan features a deductible, it features this coinsurance, but here's the exceptions, and here's the out-of-pocket limit, and here's some benefit limits. It's as if the document were printed in Greek.
I mean, do you know the difference between
asphalistro
and
ekpipton?
Yes, that's Greek for premium and deductible, which is why MIT health economist John Gruber says to run a successful online exchange, states must strip away as much clutter as possible.
You know, in a typical Econ 101 course, we teach more choice is better. It's simple. In practice, we know that when individuals are faced with many choices and confusing choices, they often choose worse.
They also often choose too quickly. Researchers studying how people use health exchanges found the average shopper will spend 6 minutes picking out a plan.
This isn't going to work if we have to make every individual consumer an excellent chooser of health insurance plans.
Tom Baker is a professor at the University of Pennsylvania. Baker says what works best is when the website guides shoppers with a few key questions: family plan or individual, old doctor or new, then quickly winnows down the health insurance options.
What we need to do is make them comfortable that the small number of choices that they're facing are reasonable choices.
And something else needs to happen. Shoppers need to know the true cost of the policies they're looking at. Christian Polino is with the design firm IDEO that's built a model exchange that includes a calculator to do just that.
It's important for people to know the total amount of money that they're going to have to pay. And there are trade-offs. If you want to pay less money, you're going to get less coverage. And so making those trade-offs as easy for people to understand and to literally be able to see them visually, we feel like that's empowering.
Under the Affordable Care Act, or ACA, millions of people are expected to use the exchanges. Many will be low income and getting insurance for the first time. University of Pennsylvania economist Amanda Stark says there's some real concern these shoppers will buy the wrong plan.
Part of the social insurance component of the ACA is this idea that you shouldn't go bankrupt because you got sick.
Stark says it's easy to imagine people buying plans with low monthly premiums but high deductibles. If folks can't afford the out-of-pocket costs, the health system picks them up, which leaves us with the same healthcare problems we have today. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.